Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah! Are you there? Are you wonderful, beautiful souls there? Because I'm here. Where are you? Hey! Happy end of July! We were supposed to take it easy in July. I hope you did. You took it easy. Lay back, because we're going to talk. Swami Sanjeev from India will be on my show today. Hey, Frankie, baby. Love it. I love you, buddy. Okay, that's enough. Okay, and enough. Enough. That's it. Thank you, Frankie. Thank you. Thank you. Anyway, yes. So he will be joining us. And we will be talking about 10 steps you need to take to become a better human, a better one. Yes. You know, just that, we will discuss that. And possibly Martin Luther King Jr., his humanitarian inspiring quotes. And I hope we get Are You Thinking Powerfully? Maybe we should do Are You Thinking Powerfully number 2. How's that, wonderful people? I guess you're going to say, yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, so we'll be getting on to the show, and soon we will get it. I hope we got that first part. That is Swami Sanjeev from India will be coming. Yes, he'll be our special guest. Just wondering if you heard this. Let's put him on again. Frankie, let's go. Come on. Yeah, relax. Remember what I always say, eh? The breathing. Breathing in. Breathing out. 3 times, counting to 8, when you get anxiety ridden. Okay, Frankie. Thank you, Frankie. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Frankie. Anyway, guess what? Here we are. Our guest has just arrived. Hello, Swami Sanjeev.
Hello.
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 Yes. Hello. Hello, hello, hello. This is going to be a little bit on the laughing side, man. I mean, we that's what they need here. They need that so badly.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody is going through some pressure. So they got to rise above it and be able to laugh. That's my message. Now, I'm going to share with everybody, and with, you know, guests, 10 steps you need to take to become a better human. Doesn't that sound great?
Yes. Yeah.
Can you suggest anything before I start, or should I do one and we'll talk about it? Yes.
Yeah, you can go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. It's a pleasure, Swami Sanjeev from India, to be with us. Okay,
yes.
10 steps you need to take to become a better human. Life is a continual practice in self-empowerment. And while some of that focus concerns becoming more educated or rising in the ranks of the workplace, sometimes we forget to improve how we treat ourselves and those around us. While we're getting eager to achieve, the thoughts of improving ourselves can become lost to ambition and selfishness. The journey to improving your soul and your compassion toward yourself and others begins here. Okay, now we're going to start. 1.
Yes.
Be kind. Okay. Now this should be obvious, But there's so many people out there who seem to forget how much of a difference kindness can make. When people are kind to each other, it's contagious. Kindness breeds kindness. And there's nothing wrong with that. I believe it takes more energy to be unkind and angry. So why bother? There is a magnet. There's a magnet. Okay. And on my refrigerator that says, be kind, no exceptions. Well, I got a lot of things on mine. And one of them is, I love this one, is Zig Ziglar says, and I'm a believer of Zig Ziglar. He says, you can have everything in life you want if you'll just help other people get what they want. Wow, I like that so much. number two is stop making excuses. But let's get back to kindness. It is easy to put a frame. Wouldn't you say, Swami Sanjeev, put a frame in our minds that we could, it's easy to get angry. But, kindness is power, really, because it takes a lot out of you to be that kind to people. It's not worth being unkind, because also it brings your vibration down, correct, Sanji?
Yes, it is totally right. You know, like whenever you get angry on somebody else, what happens? Like you are going to lose energy, time, without any reason. And there is a wastage of energy. But as soon as you bring kindness towards the people, the anger is no more. The anger has already gone.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Next one, Swami Sanjeev. Number two is Stop Making Excuses is the title. When I first started my company in high school, I made excuses every time. This is not me. I'm reading this from Thanks to Thinking Humanity. For this humanity, this person is saying, when I first started my company in high school, I made excuses every time something went wrong. I would blame others, blame the customer or anyone else involved. However, I would never blame myself for things that went wrong. Instead, I learned that taking accountable for your own mistakes is extremely important. I stopped making excuses, took the blame when it was truly my fault, and was able to achieve so much more. By understanding that I made a mistake, I was able to use my mistakes to learn, which in turn helped me become a better person. And it's true. I mean, I've met, people that blame other people for nothing. Just so, it might be a lie even. What do you say about that? I think we said
you are right. Totally right. That yes. People start blaming to other instead of themselves in the form of cues.
Yeah.
Because, the reason behind it, they are not looking in themselves. Rather, they are looking in others. If suppose something is not going well properly, they will just say, somebody has done wrong with me. That's what the things are not happening. Or my father has not given me enough money to buy something else. That's what, my work is getting not properly whatsoever. So this is wrong, It's better to go inside, look within, explore,
yes.
Discover, and
yes.
Find your own mistake within. Then everything will be all right. Then you cannot
yes.
excuse yourself.
We're going to get to that one. That's number six, is called meditate.
Yes.
What you're saying is right, to go within and let things go. I can speak for myself and say I'm upset about something. What I do is I just let it go, Swami Sanjeev. Let it go up to the universe. It's up to the universe. It's up to the higher force for everything. When you can raise your vibration, stay there. Stay up on that high. stay there. That's the good part. Now, number three was let go of anger. Okay, anger is, letting go of anger is easier and then done. While anger is a perfectly normal emotion, you can't let it fester. When this happens, you may make unwise decisions, and more important, it may affect your health. Research suggests pent-up anger can cause digestive problems, difficulty sleeping, and even heart disease. So I just want to say one thing about this before I say to you, that if the stress level is high, a spiritual soul has said to me, when you get in your car, make sure your windows are up, and just give a good scream and yell it out so nobody will hear you. And make sure the windows are up. If you're in a convertible, please don't do it. When you yell and scream, it gets out of your system. But, you know, you have to do it privately, not on anybody. What would you suggest, letting go of anger?
You know, like, first of all, we should know why the anger happens. You know? Like, anger is of living in the past or future by overreacting to the situation. As soon as we start losing focus on the awareness of the breath. What does it mean? It means, if somebody is putting anger on you, you are getting overreacted. And finally the anger comes out. So it is better to dissolve anger by let go of all kinds of the thoughts which is creating anger within us. And as I said, it comes from the past or future. So it is better to live into this moment in order to dissolve anger. And suppose somebody put anger, and suppose if anybody put anger upon you, don't reply to them immediately. Because anger creates more anger. So you should reply them back after few hours, or after one day, then gradually you will see that the anger is dissolving itself. It is a natural phenomena.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I feel about that. You talk about anger. If somebody's angry with me, I just click into my soul. And instead of having an argument, some people like to pick a fight out there. Humans, you know, want to pick a fight or something. I just agree. Anything you say, whatever you say, okay, that's okay, everything you say, because I don't like to argue. I am not a fighter, you know, in life. So I just agree with them, and then that's let it go. If I disagree, then there's a fight. Exactly, like an argument.
Therefore, don't judge any kind of the thought. Suppose if you are getting disagree or agree with the person, don't make any argument, don't make any discussion.
Yeah.
Just live into the moment and let go of all kinds of the thoughts. Whatsoever thoughts are coming into this moment, then there will not be any anger.
Yeah, but some people are just got anger in them, so you just I just say it's, you know, go with the flow. You know, stay, you know, just don't respond. Respond in a kind way, even. You know, it's not going to hurt. Okay, now this is important. This one, the title is "Work on Your Negative Traits." Okay, are there any traits you dislike about yourself? Some traits which I didn't like about myself in the past include being self-centered, arrogance, selfishness, critical, harshness, hardness, etc. Identify them. Remember, this is not me. This is Thinking Humanity is talking about it. It can be challenging to try to overhaul your character at one go. On the other hand, if you work on addressing one negative trait at a time, it's a lot more manageable and achievable. Yeah, well, that's negative energy is in a lower vibration, and it's not healthy to stay there. You have to look at the positive. What I would say is to meditate. And now this tip requires some concentration to meditate. But the benefits are tremendous. Although meditation has been around for eons, it's not well established in Western cultures, maybe some. Early Western scientific studies on meditation showed how it could be a treatment for physical issues like migraine headaches and even diabetes. These studies started to see another positive outcome to meditation. Focused meditation was reducing negative emotions. Everyone has a set point for their emotions, from which we move up or down to experience positive or negative feelings. This starting line can be changed with long-term meditative practice. Starting after only 2 months of meditation, meditation also makes people kinder and improves the immune system responses, which is so true. But meditation, a lot of people don't understand that it's contemplating. It's just laying back in silence. And you know, when I meditate, 4 a.m. in the morning, sometimes I wake up and there's all the energy is sleeping. And guess what, Swami Sanjeev? I've got all the energy to meditate and contemplate because everybody's asleep in the world at 4 a.m. in my part anyway. But I know you love meditation, and I love you to tell the people what you feel about it.
So, the proper meaning of meditation is to have a deep connection with the nature, with the water, with mountain, rocks, ocean, whatsoever it is. When you sit on the bank of the ocean and just relax and totally relax and fully into this moment by just bringing your awareness of the focus of the breath at the top of the nostril, what will happen? You will just get rid of the thoughts of the past and the thoughts of the future. And meditation just dissolves unproductive, useless thoughts, and it brings positivity, light.
Yeah.
It creates a space within which can dissolve all negativity and darkness which has been created. So that is a wonderful power of the meditation.
It is like living in the now, like we've always said, Swami Sanjeev. Living in the now, just like children.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I don't want to grow up. I refuse to grow up in this world. Who wants to grow up and be miserable? This is not a nice thing. I had too much. I was out with a group, bunches of people for a little too long, and I sensed this woman, and she had this angry look on her face. Not to do with me. She was just full of anger. And I couldn't help myself, Swami Sanjeev. I turned around and said, "You're miserable." I said to her, she started to laugh. Because I guess it was the truth. Right?
Yeah.
Well, why would you? Because I don't know. She laughed like, and changed her whole vibration by laughing. You know,
yeah.
By me saying that. You know, she could have got angry with me, and I shouldn't have said that, but my instinct, I couldn't help myself. You're miserable. And then she started to laugh. I love it. Oh, laughter is the best man. When you can laugh at your aggravations, and that's what I do in my workshops, Sanjeev, is lighten up the people as much as the universe will allow me. And that means forever.
Yes. Yes. Because laughter will dissolve your mind, you know. Like it will bring you into this moment by just let go of all kinds of the thoughts of the past and the future. And it will take you to the higher consciousness.
Yes.
And it will decondition and deprogram your mind.
Yep. But you can't pretend. It's got to be coming from the heart.
Yes. There are two kinds of laughing. One is through the heart and another is through the mind. You must have seen the people who keep on laughing without any reason.
That's
but they are badly stuck with inner turmoil in the form of ego. Therefore, they cannot laugh freely. They cannot connect with the existence and the nature because they are badly stuck somewhere into their life. Although they are millionaire, billionaire, whosoever they are. But on the other hand, there are so many people who are deeply connected with the existence, nature, and they can laugh freely without any ego, without any mind, because they are one with the existence and the nature, and their laughing is blissful, full of fun, joy. And as soon as you finish laughing, you feel relaxed, totally relaxed, which is connected with the heart. And that is a part of meditation practice as well.
Yes. Yes, that's what I do. I even get them pieces of paper to write down what's bothering them in the group, bunch of people in the audience groups, and put it in a hat, and the same piece of paper, same pen, so nobody knows whose question it was. And I answer it, and to make them laugh, because when we're objective of somebody else's aggravation or stress level, we have the answer if we're objective. Because I don't believe in just putting a phony laugh on. Phony laughs don't do anything, as you said before. I don't believe in that. I believe that you
have... It doesn't make any sense, you know. Because you are just laughing to impress somebody else, which has no meaning at all.
Yes.
It's useless. But on the other hand, when you laugh from your heart by getting one with the existing, then your laughing is bliss. It is a full of joy.
Just like you are
going to attract abundance, many possibilities, opportunity around you, because the whole existence is taking care of you, and that is the power of laughter therapy.
I must say to everybody out there that's going to be listening that you'll be coming to California within a month or whatever, and we'll be doing a workshop together. Ladies and gentlemen, the world, and we don't know where it's going to be, but it's going to be really a great one, right, Swami Sanji?
Yes.
We'll raise the vibration of this California as much as we can.
Okay.
Now, talking again, we've got 5 minutes and 28 seconds left. I just want to say, I love the be grateful. You know, well, people forget about being grateful for what they have. Be grateful. Count your blessings in your struggle to be better than others, socially, physically, and economically. You may often miss out on noticing the good things that you've been blessed with. Instead of focusing on what you don't have, be grateful for what you do have. This is one big step towards how you can become a good human being and save yourself a lot of heartache and aggravation. Right?
You
know, grateful is when I see people that look miserable, they talk to me. I'll say, have you got a roof over your head? Yeah. Have you got food on the table? Yeah. Have you got clothes on your back? Yeah. So what's your problem?
That is called gratitude, you know. You are totally right. Whatsoever you have, you should be thanks for it. You know, if I have water, nature, house, shelter, clothes, whatsoever with me,
yes,
I should have gratitude for it and live into this moment in order to be more happy.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you will create more misery, pain, suffering, darkness into your life because you are going to focus on that thing which you don't have,
yeah,
which does not have sense at all. Therefore, we must have gratitude for whatsoever we have and enjoy our life, and we can attract abundance, possibilities.
But yeah. I still say that even wise people, I love what you say, Swami Sanjeev, is to keep your vibration high. People like my close friend would say, stay high, stay high. And, you know, don't come down from your high, stay high. So I listen. That's a good thing to listen to. Number 10, tell the truth. Oh, wow. This one really gets me because anytime you tell the truth, you raise your level of consciousness. Okay.
Yes.
Why do people tell lies? To protect themselves in lower states of consciousness. People in higher states of consciousness don't lie because they want to be true to themselves, others, and make relationships and humanity more conscious. And they're just going to, I don't know why they're saying that. We had 2 minutes. But Swami Sanjeev, it's a pleasure to be a guest on this radio show, and I all appreciate it. And I want to sign off, and I thank you for joining us. They're going to
okay,
cut us off.
Thanks.
You know.
Yes.
Say a few things you like before they cut us off if you want.
Yeah, we should live into this moment,
yeah,
and enjoy with whatsoever we have in order to attract abundance into our life. And that is the whole purpose of our life. Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. And here we go. Thank you. That's Frankie. And thank you, Swami Sanjeev. Be
thanks.
Well. And
yeah,
we'll see you soon, and we'll tell more when they cut us off.
Okay,
okay. Cut us off. Okay, bye for now, Swami Sanjeev. Bye-bye. Yeah, Frankie, I don't know when they're going to cut us off. They're going to cut us off? I don't know. Did you cut us off yet? We got cut off. I'm sure of it. Oh, raise your voice. Yeah. Love is the answer. What is the question? Boom, 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 boom. Goodbye, everybody. Have a good week. Love you all.